38 years ago, Theo and Stacy Skartziaris decided to host a night of food and entertainment at their fine dining restaurant, Dionysus. The couple immigrated from Greece in the 60s and wanted others to be able to appreciate and understand their culture.
Kalamazoo is changing very much, but 1973 to 80s, people, they were now willing to try different ethnic food. So we started to have a Greek night once every month down in a basement of Dionysus, but the basement was small. So we decided, let's do it outside and back in the parking lot. That time, Kalamazoo did not have any festivals, none. A lot of people thought Theo, my husband, was crazy, and he was crazy.
They had no idea how much attention it would bring, or that their once-a-month summertime gathering would turn into an annual affair, Theo and Stacy's annual Greek festival.
We're the first ones have the guts to start festivals in downtown Kalamazoo because nobody thought it would be successful.
Greek Fest blends both American and Greek culture. Along with belly dancing and a show from Greek band The Lavendis, Latitude 42 is going to debut their newest craft beer. There'll also be live shows from country duo Low Cash Cowboys and alternative rock band Sugar Ray.
Our support is not, it's for the Kalamazoo people. So we want you, yes, to have the Greek food, yes, to see the Greek dancing, but also join the American music too. Make it is a fun night, not only for a Greek and American too, because we are Greek Americans, right?
Mm-hmm. But while the entertainment is attractive, everyone knows it's about the food. Lots of food.
Moussaka, pasticcio, dolmades, it's a stuffed grape leaf, spinach pie, gyro, of course everybody knows gyro, souvlaki, it's like a beef or chicken kebabs, Greek salad, vegetarian plates, we have a lot, cookies.
Mrs. Skartziaris has always preferred to be behind the scenes, preparing the food herself and ensuring that customers are happy. She says that her late husband was more of the showman.
He used to wear the Greek costumes, go up on the stage, get the people dancing, and it was very much family entertainment. It was nice.
But this year, she is stepping out of the kitchen and onto the stage. On Saturday evening, patrons will have the opportunity to learn traditional Greek dances alongside the Skartziaris family.
The Greek dance, we all hold hands together, where it means unity. And you dance all, even if you don't know how, you just follow the leader, that's it.
After her husband's death in 1994, Mrs. Skartziaris made it her mission to continue running their small chain of casual dining restaurants and Greek Fest. There's no doubt her husband would be proud.
You can do whatever you want in this country. No matter where you come from, doesn't matter who you are, you can be successful. And there was Theo. Theo was the adventure where I did that. Oh yes, that's great, it worked. Like, and when we started in Dionysus restaurant where it was more fancy, people said, oh, they're gonna destroy the restaurant, you're crazy. They were not. It was a great idea. I'm so proud because a lot of people doing these things now, after my husband.
Greek Fest will be held at the Arcadia Creek Festival site June 5th through 7th. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.